Hello, everybody, and welcome to November's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And welcome back to the Heating Hops for our monthly review. And round the table here for a good old-fashioned chat about the league, as well as a bit about the FA Trophy, we're joined by League Social Media Officer, Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James.
Good evening, Ben. How are you doing?
Swampy's back, everyone. Hello.
Oh,
welcome
hello.
Back. Yeah, Mercy yeah. Radio.
Well, I've been here for the last 3 months, but you've not been here. That's the downside. I've been waiting, and you eventually turned up.
Just that I'm a bit upset, actually, here, Swamps, because you've nicked my trademark there.
What?
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Hello to Berkey. Berkey's here, everyone, from 26-0. Hello,
oh,
Berkey.
Hello, Ben.
Hello. And Simo is here, non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire. Hello, Simo. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Me and Berkey, so Berkey's wearing a hat this time, and I'm not.
Yeah, but mine's not from the mid-90s.
No, it's not. You bullied me out of wearing mine.
Now, we're also going to be joined this month by one of the joint managers at Radcliffe. Anthony Johnson will be joining us.
Ooh, Jono. Very good, Jono. Yeah, looking forward to that interview.
And Paul Carden, Nantwich manager, will be joining us too, because Nantwich Town taking on York City this weekend, Radcliffe taking on Redditch United. We're also going to be joined by Alex Bruce, manager at Macclesfield, because Macclesfield this weekend taking on Curzon Ashton in the third round of the FA Trophy as well. But speaking of the FA Trophy, let's start there. We obviously heard from Paul McNally, City of Liverpool manager, a few weeks back, a cracking result at Buxton. They take on Hartlepool United on Saturday. Simo,
yeah.
You've caught up with Paul. What's your thoughts on this one on Saturday?
I think it's a brilliant reward for the run that they're on. For those who don't know, they've never reached the third round of the competition. They've actually only appeared in the FA Trophy five times. They've reached the third round this time of asking. And I think whatever happens on Saturday, the players and the supporters have enjoyed a little bit of everything on this run. The penalty shootout win at Lancaster, the goalkeeper Calvin Hirsch saved three penalties. They've knocked out three higher ranked opponents. They went over to Buxton and knocked them out, so they've had a lovely old time in the FA Trophy, so they can really enjoy Saturday. Probably be a sellout. They were hoping it might be one of the biggest crowds to watch the game at Bootle's ground, so we'll see if that transpires.
Well, didn't Hartlepool's away following is basically the attendance.
They were a bit concerned about how many Hartlepool fans might try and get a ticket. When the draw was made, the distance between these two teams in the pyramid was the largest of any tie. So that gives you an idea of the size of their task. But for a Step 4 team to be going strong and having a chance to take on Hartlepool, fantastic story, and all the very best to them.
And as I said to Paul, you need to get there early because it's...
You liked that joke, didn't he?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Because it's not the biggest of car parks at Bootle. You're going to have to park on one of the side roads, maybe even in Birkenhead. I don't know. What do you think the chances are of City Liverpool bridging that gap?
I think they have a chance. The belief cursing through the team after the win at Buxton. I mean, I said to Paul when I spoke to him, I've seen them a few times this season. They are in a false position in the West Division. They are much, much better than their league position. Obviously, they need to correct that by picking up some points. But they have home advantage. They're a team that carry an attacking threat. They do score lots of goals. So why not? Why not?
Let's go to Warsaw Wood. They're taking on Colville Town on Saturday in the third round of the FA Trophy. Warsaw Wood have been really impressive, to say the least, in the FA Trophy this season. They've beaten Hensford Town, they've beaten Belper Town, they've beaten Geisler, they've beaten Ilkeston, they've beaten Hemel Hempstead. As we heard from Ian Long, new managers come in, there's been a couple of changes, but they've still kept winning.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, they've still kept winning. Who have they beaten?
Everyone. With Town in their name. So...
I think they'll do it. Just to say Geisler is just AFC, isn't it? It's not actually.
They're the exception that proved the rule. And yeah, as long as they come up against teams with Town in the name in the next round, Nantwich perhaps.
Yes.
I genuinely think Walsall Wood will do it, and good luck to them.
Yeah, so it's Colville doing quite well in the Southern League at this moment in time, pushing for the title. So it's going to be a very, very tough ask. But with it being a home tie, again, Walsall Wood, they've got form on the side at the moment from the league, good runs in the trophy. Historically as well, Warsaw would have been one of the sides in the FA Vars who tend to have long runs there too. So first season at Step 4 as well, ever. Nice way for them to introduce themselves and show what they're capable of doing.
And two wins in the league as well since that Hemel Hempstead result. Big game on Saturday for them against Colville Town. From the West Midlands, let's go back to Cheshire.
Yes, let's.
Macclesfield taking on Curzon Ashton.
Well,
this is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Mac are going great guns, aren't they? They avenge their FA Cup defeat against Alverton by going over there and knocking them out of the FA Trophy. probably one of the highlights of Alex Bruce's short reign so far, although they have been picking up points in the league as well, which we'll come on to. A good result for Mark. They're not that higher ranked team, and they're going to try and repeat that trick against Curzon Ashton. Always a tricky place to go, but it's one of those weird games, isn't it? Because Mark, because of their reputation, the way they're going, even though they're a low-ranked team, you could make a case for them to be favourites to get through. But they'll just want to carry on this forward momentum that they've got at the moment, because it's one of their best runs of the season right now.
Let's hear now from the Macclesfield manager, and it's a welcome to the show to Alex Bruce.
Well, Alex, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the FA Trophy, you've been in charge now for over a month there now at the Moss Rose, and it feels like it's going pretty well. How are you settling into things?
I've settled in well. I've really enjoyed it. It obviously helps when you come into a job and you pick up a few good results, like what we have. But I couldn't have asked any more of the lads. I think they've taken on board everything we've said and what we've tried to implement. And I think they're enjoying it as well. So I want a happy camp. I want to pick up results, and that's what I've got at the minute. So it's all good.
I mean, what do you make of the squad? I mean, everyone, I think, in MPL circles, you know, could appreciate the likes of Alex Curran, Duffy, Drummond, Mendy. It's a good squad, isn't it? That's there.
Yeah, there really is. I've got some good players, and I've got good players in good areas. I've got a couple of options as well. So I've got a bit of a headache tomorrow in terms of team selection and who I'm going to play and what have you. But yeah, hopefully that stands in good stead for the busy period that's coming up over Christmas.
And obviously we can look back now over this month, and like we said, the form's been very, very good indeed. But what was your approach to going into a club like Macclesfield? Because it's been a decent start, but not a brilliant start. So now it feels like the club is getting a bit of momentum going for the second half of the season now.
Yeah, well, they started the season well. They had a bit of a sticky patch. And my job was just to come in and try and pick up the troops, try and get some wins and get that feel-good factor around the place as well that they've had over the last couple of years, obviously with the couple of promotions that they've had. So I've just got to keep the ball rolling. I know it's a bit of a cliche, take each game as it comes, try and pick up as many wins as we can. And if we can do that, then we'll be okay.
A big part of that is the FA Trophy, and what a fantastic result against Alfreton Town in the second round. I mean, there was a bit of revenge in the air as well after the FA Cup exit early on in the season, but to go there, that's a fantastic result. I mean, what was that afternoon like in the FA Trophy second round?
Well, it was a really good day, and it's something that I hope the lads will take a lot of confidence from going into the game tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be another good test. Curzon have done really well of late. They've had some good results. They're on a similar run of form to what we are. I think they've won four or five out of the last six, which we're the same with one draw. So it bodes for a really good game, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
And that game in Derbyshire against Alfreton Town, you know, you take the lead early doors, very early doors indeed. But then, you know, Alfreton come back at you. That takes a bit of character. I mean, we could look back now and go, Macclesfield won that game 4-2, but there's plenty of twists and turns in that, and it could have gone either way, really.
Yeah, we started the game really well, and then we went sloppy for 10-15 minutes. They got a couple of goals, but the lads' response that day and the character that they showed was excellent, and I'll be looking for more of the same tomorrow, because we'll need plenty of character. I'm sure the game will ebb and flow in certain parts, so it's about keeping remaining disciplined and doing the correct things of what we want, and if they do that, I believe we can go there and put on a good account of ourselves.
And speaking of that character, you see this a lot with cup competitions. It can have an impact on the league, but then to go, you know, and score 9 goals in the next two league matches, that's pretty good, to say the least, and just keeps that momentum going, as that thing that you're after.
Yeah, momentum's key in sport, all sports, and we've got the momentum at the minute. The lads are in a good vein of form, but I think if you start feeling like you've cracked it at any level, you can get found out. So it's just about remaining concentrated, and if they do that and play like they have been, I'm hoping that we'll get a positive result.
And obviously that's the league, but there was a Cheshire Senior Cup match, and it'd be remiss of me not to mention Newman. He asks who signed for the club recently. He scored a hat-trick there against Tranmere Rovers on Tuesday night. That's some signing.
Yeah, he was excellent the other night. Obviously, Tranmere came, and we were looking to see what kind of team they'd play. And I think they showed us a lot of respect, because they played quite a lot of first-team players. So to get the result that we did, and for Umar to play as well as he did on his debut, was obviously very pleasing.
So, you got selection headaches ahead of Curzon tomorrow, but safe to say, as we've covered in this interview, it's going pretty well this past month at the club. What's your thoughts on the challenge of Curzon Ashton away? Because, you know, Craig Mann has done a cracking job there at Curzon, and, you know, they're doing really well in the league above. This is a tough test, this, at the Tameside Stadium tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a tough test. Obviously, Craig's done very well. Obviously, they're in a good vein of form themselves. But I believe that, I know we're in a league below, but I believe with the players that we've got and the form that we're in, I think it'll be a really, really good match. Hopefully, we'll come out on top.
How important is a decent trophy run for the club? Because I think people forget, with, you know, the rise that the club's been on, that this is very much a rebirth, a club bouncing back, and a good cup run and a good trophy run like the club could have this season. It does put the club back on the map, doesn't it? Because you're not too far away from the last 32.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I've said to the lads, obviously, we're 6 games away from the final, including tomorrow, so why can't it be us? That's the mentality that they've got to have. They're obviously going to be full of confidence from the Alfredston game. I'm trying to implement a mentality where we shouldn't be fearful of anybody. And if they maintain the attitude and the work rate that they've shown with the talent that they've got on top, then there's no reason why we can't go and have a good run in the cup. And obviously, the most important thing is to try and mount a challenge to get out of this league. That's the big aim.
And just discussing the league more generally, obviously, you know, as a player, as a coach, you know, got experience of all the levels of the game in this country. I mean, this league, tricky to call, isn't it? I mean, I know you're a month in, and, you know, there's no easy games in this league and all that. I know it's a cliche, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Of course it is. There's some good teams in it, and there's a few surprising results every single week. So we just got to keep concentrating on ourselves, taking it game by game. And if we maintain the momentum that we're on at the minute, we're in a good place. Hopefully we'll be right in the thick of it come the end of the season.
Yeah, and I'd suggest as well that having that away following like you had against Alfredston Town and like you've had throughout this season, that's going to be handy as well against Curzon. Certainly needed on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'll be a big game tomorrow. I'm sure the supporters are looking forward to it. And we're very lucky to have such loyal supporters. They've obviously been through the mill, but they've stuck with everybody. And hopefully we can give them something to shout about tomorrow.
And last question, Alex. It does come across this interview. And why wouldn't you be enjoying it this past month? But how much are you enjoying this new role and the challenge?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that Robbie Savage and Rob Smethers, the owner, have given me. And I'd hopefully like to think I can repay their faith in me by giving them a team to be proud about, and hopefully we can go and have a successful period while I'm in charge.
Good stuff. Well, Alex Bruce, manager of Macclesfield, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best this weekend in the FA Trophy, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Alex Bruce, manager of Macclesfield, joining us here on the MPL show. Macclesfield travelling to Curzon Ashton on Saturday. Sticking with Cheshire, Nantwich Town against York City. We'll be hearing from Paul Carden in a second, but this has been a trophy run, hasn't it?
Fantastic. Nantwich are used to Jeffrey Trophy runs. Mm-hmm. It's the third time in the past 4 years they've reached the third round, which is some going for a team that's been at step three and then obviously now at step four. Some parallels with City Liverpool. There was an epic run to get to this stage. Three successive penalty shootout victories. Three times Ahmed Ali has scored the decisive penalty. I had a chat with him last week. Great bloke. He's a guy you want in a pressure situation. Cool as you like.
Oh, nerves of steel.
Absolutely. And he said he'll be quite happy to take a pen at the weekend if it gets that far. I think they'll be pretty happy if it got that far. This is going to be obviously their toughest test. But teams going to Nantwich this season are finding it difficult. The new 3G surface there is still kind of bedding in. And when I was interviewing Ahmed Ali, he was telling me that even they've been getting used to it. Their home form's been a little bit patchy, but they feel a lot happier now a couple of months into the season. But Chester, who went there in the previous round, really didn't fancy it. Were moaning about the pitch, didn't like it. And they ended up being sent packing. It'd be really interesting to see how York handle that this weekend.
But the difference is this time round, and it's something we spoke to Paul about, and go back to what happened with Walsall Wood, winning the next two league matches straight after. Nantwich haven't been doing that.
No, that was huge. Then obviously I was at Winchen Park when they turned over Witten last week, and there was just a real sense in Nantwich's performance that they are turning a corner now, gathering momentum, because they are, I said City Liverpool in a false position. Nantwich are absolutely in a false position, and also nowhere near where they would have expected to be going into December. They have a lot of work to do, but it just gives me a sense they've gotten people back from injury, made a couple of clever signings as well. things are coming together at just the right time. Yes, they'll enjoy the occasion on Saturday, but they really want to get climbing up that table. There's a lot of work to do to get in touch with the top five.
Has it been a case of FA Trophy's been a welcome distraction for them, or is it more like they're just a little bit higgledy-piggledy in the league?
Yeah, because they had a good run in the FA Cup as well. They got through a few rounds.
They were unlucky against Chester.
Very unlucky.
You know, left them with the loads of games in hand. And I did ask Ahmed this question, like, about switching between competitions. Is there something in that? And he was saying, you played a lot of all-or-nothing games in the Cup, and you know someone's getting through at the end of it, even if it's by penalties. And he said he has noticed that there is a difference in kind of how the players have been on match day. They have really got up for these big occasions, and then when it's flipped back to a game where a draw is an okay result, he has noticed a difference. That's something they do need to fix, because they do need to win matches in the league as well. But yes, is the answer to your question. But you know, what a fantastic run they've banked. I think $20,000 in prize money between the two FA competitions so far. So fantastic.
Well, they had 1,400 there for Chester. You'd imagine for York it's going to be equally an impressive crowd. And well, let's hear from the manager at Nantwich Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And before we talk about the massive game this weekend against York, let me take you back to the massive game against Chester in the previous round. What an afternoon that was. How was it?
To be honest, it was really good. Funnily enough, I spoke to Callum McIntyre earlier on today just about York and just touching on the reports that I've got, the video footage I've got off them, and just his thoughts as well. But beating Chester on penalties was probably a little bit unjust on us, really, because I think the first shot they had on our goal was the first penalty in the shootout, which, you know, we should have had the game done inside the 90. But we've been sort of had a little bit of good fortune with the penalty shootouts, and lads are confident when we've been in them in previous rounds, and so I was confident when it went to penalties, and obviously it's a great way to win. There's excitement there and the rest of it, and you know, everyone had a real good day about it, and it's put us in a positive mindset.
And what a crowd as well. 1,400 there at the Weaver Stadium, that bodes very well for the crowd this Saturday. I mean, what was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, it was different class. I mean, obviously Chester, always it's quite local, so the fans travel well for Chester anyway. You know, I'm well aware of that. So there was a good rivalry, but a good noise as well. And that's credit to the way our fans have been. There's younger elements started coming to games now, and they're there in all the weather, thick and thin, any competition. And they've been different class, as well as obviously the faithful, if you like. But you know, I hope they have more enjoyable weekends to come.
And we'll get to that, hopefully, that enjoyable weekend this weekend for the home faithful. But just a bit of a catch-up with the league form, because we spoke, obviously, between the Stratford game and the Chester game, and the league form was a bit up and down. Let's just say the form between Chester and the York match is more like it, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it is. I've said it before, you know, we've had our injuries. I'm not gonna bleat on about them again. You've got players coming back, but you've also had a little bit of continuity, and players have, you know, becoming more familiar with what's being asked of them, especially the younger lads who we've brought in. And so, you know, that form for me is inevitable, because they're good players. And I think when, you know, in any level, if you've got a team of good players and you get seven or eight of them performing on the day, the chances are you're going to give yourself a greater opportunity of winning the game. And that's what's been happening of late.
So certainly a spring in the step of the team and the club heading into York this weekend. Firstly, how are preparations going off the pitch? Obviously, you got that experience of the logistics for Chester. You're expecting another big game, another big attendance on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it will be. I'm not 100% certain how many tickets are being sold, being honest. I just leave that to Carl and the chairman and Miles at the club to do all that side of it. And I'm just concentrating on us and working out the best way to combat York. I know they've not been in great form, although they've picked up of late, but I also know how tough the division is. It's relentless, it's tough, it's physical, but it's got quality as well. But York themselves have got a lot of quality. So yeah, listen, it will be a tough game, as you would expect. You know, they're in the conference full time. They've been a league club. They know what it's all about. And I think, you know, when you look at the manager who's experienced, very experienced of putting a side together in that division and being successful, it does, everything points to a comfortable York victory, but we all know it doesn't work that way.
No, absolutely not. I'd suggest, actually, that the smart money would be on a 0-0 and a Nantwich 4-2 win on penalties, because that's happened the last two rounds. And obviously, we go back to Bradford Park Avenue. There was a thrilling penalty shootout in that one. This is an incredible run. And obviously, we know about the FA Trophy and its connection with Nantwich Town. The club's been there before, but this feels like something special at the moment. I mean, what's it like being in charge of the club? I mean, you came in to pick the club up. It feels like a run like this, it's certainly achieving that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the cup is that it's, I won't say got in the way, but the way the league form's been, the cup form has been the complete opposite. And the league form has kind of been up and down, like you said. But listen, you want to, no matter who you are as a manager or as a player, you want to play against better players, you want to challenge yourself, you want to better yourself, and you want to prove that you're capable. And that's what the lads have been doing, you know, and that's the way we want it to continue. And hopefully, like I said to you, you know, a few minutes ago about the league form, hopefully that'll start to go hand in hand. And because I've said it before, successful teams play a lot of football. We've suffered with our league, the amount of league games we've played because of the cup. But I'm a big believer in it happens for a reason. And, you know, hopefully, like I said in the last interview, come when it matters, come the crunch time of the season, we'll be in good form. We'll have had a lot of good experiences for the younger players, and it'll stand us in good stead for the second half of the season to have a real push.
Well, certainly a big good luck this weekend, Paul, ahead of that big push. And just before you go, we've mentioned the attendance for this weekend. You've mentioned the home faithful, but how much are you looking forward just to this whole event on Saturday? Lockinghorns were a cracking manager, like you say, in a club like York City. How much are you looking forward to this challenge on Saturday?
Oh, obviously delighted to be part of it and to have a little bit of an input into it. You know, I just hope that everything goes as well as it did against Chester. The club get a good turnout. But like you said, in that game, we don't just want to have a nice day. We want to progress. And, of course, I believe in us. We want to defy the odds, and we want to make sure that not only do we have a good day, but we, you know, we get a good result and a positive result, and we progress.
Well, fingers crossed, Paul, for everyone this weekend at Nantwich Town. A big thank you for taking the time out of your day for joining us on this week's show. And, yeah, big good luck, mate. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we catch up again in the next round.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Paul Carden, the manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. One last team to talk about.
Sorry, this week's, did you say?
All right, yeah, this month's, if you want to be...
Do it again, Ben, do it properly. I thought you were professional.
I'll keep it in.
I thought you were a professional.
No, keep it in for the listener, so they know what I have to put up with. Let's keep it in.
Yeah, he's going to cut out all my funny bits I did before.
Okay, well, lads, it's 5 minutes to eight...
It's outrageous.
Let's make it a 10 o'clock show. Make it a 10 o'clock. Really, really annoying tonight.
Anyway.
If this goes on much longer, the FA Trophy games will be over.
No. And finally, for this week's FA Trophy chat. Sorry, Burke, this month's FA Trophy chat. Radcliffe against Redditch United. James.
Move on Radcliffe is actually quite positive. I think going into this game, defeat last night in the Lancashire Trophy to Paddy, knocked out the Manchester Cup. So, obviously, one win away in the league for... going to Christmas top of the table as well, or mm-hmm. up drop points during the week. Buzz around the club, it just depends what how Radcliffe play on the day. So the Whitby Town game, just unlucky in front of goal. They go dink one in the last minute to get the result there. Professor Fisher's still there, and Radcliffe are going into it thinking, you know what, we could have a proper good run at the trophy this year.
You know, like I said last month, Ben, I was going up Berry New Road and I saw some wheels falling off. There's been evidence of it, hasn't there? That last gasp defeat against Whitby, but come on. Yeah, they're going to beat Redditch, aren't they? And the team's beginning with R Derby. They're bound to.
Well, ahead of the R Derby, let's hear now from one of the joint managers at Stainton Park, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Anthony Johnson.
Well, Jono, a big thank you for joining us, and before we touch upon the Redditch match this weekend, just a big congratulations for that Farsley result a few weeks or so ago. Not bad, is it, going to Farsley and winning 4-2?
No, listen, we talked about it, I think, last time I was on with you, and from Manor Burner's point of view, it's one of the toughest places to go, Farsley. You know, anybody that's been there in the depths of winter knows exactly what the weather can be like up there, and how the pitch changes over the course of a couple of weeks. So I know they call it the Citadel up there, but it's a bit of a fortress from in terms of what the home record looks like. So to go there and win the way we did, and as comfortably as we did, with the amount of players that we had missing, was really pleasing. Fantastic performance.
And I think when we've spoken after previous rounds in the FA Trophy, we've touched upon, because it's the obvious question to ask, isn't it, about how you juggle the trophy with the league and the county cups. And we're into December now, and it really is like the blood and thunder months, isn't it, really?
Yeah, 100%. And it's relentless at this moment in time, especially with the pitches changing. The amount of injuries we've had has been absolutely ridiculous. That's not... Listen, everyone's in the same boat, by the way. Obviously, we're talking about us here. So we've had at any one time up to 6 or 7 players out. So at times where the starting 11 has looked really strong, the bench has had some younger players on there, lads coming back from injuries that we haven't even been able to use. They're just numbers on the bench. But the amount of games that are coming thick and fast, we know what our bread and butter is, the league. We know that. But when you've got a good cup run going in either of the two major competitions, you want to go as deep as you can. So you go in as strong as you can as well. It's not an opportunity or a time to necessarily rotate the squad, which, to be fair, is what the Manchester and the Lancashire Cups was to give some of the lads coming back from injuries and some of the younger players an opportunity. So we got knocked out of both of them, very fairly so, by two North West County sides, both brilliant performances. But we're not too bothered to be out of them competitions, just with the fact that we're fighting on two fronts in the trophy and the league.
And just to touch upon the Bamber Bridge result as well, because obviously you're beaten by Whitby, but Whitby, their away form's been pretty good this season, and we all know about Nathan Haslam's team and what they've done in cup competitions this year. But to bounce back the way you did against Bamber Bridge, what does that tell us?
Yeah, well, I think the Whitby game was a really strange one. I mean, we dominated more or less 80% of the game. They've had a man sent off with 10 minutes to go. Then within a minute, the other end have got a penalty. But Nathan's a top manager, a top bloke as well. And he sets his team up, especially away from home, so organised. Just looking for those moments. Stay tight, stay in the game. And then when the moments come, take them. And that's what they did. It was a really perfect away performance from Nathan and his team. Then you're just looking to bounce back. We had a good conversation on Thursday in training about our run of form, if you want to call it that, where we'd lost, I think, 2 out of 6. And from our point of view, that constitutes, you know, a poor run, a tough run, just through the fact of what we've done earlier in the season. So it's just about bouncing back. And again, you know, you look at Bamber Bridge, who finished second or third last season under Millie. The way they play, where they are in the league, belies what they are as a team. You know, they're a top side. We went head-to-head, which makes it much more exciting. Very much, I know it's cliche, but like a basketball game. And luckily, we won the arm wrestle and got on top of that one. So it's all about bouncing back for us. And we talk about that every game. You know, we don't look past tomorrow's game. I know we played Basford on Tuesday, but that hasn't even entered our head because we've got such a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, it doesn't get much tougher as well than Warrington Rylands next Saturday. Just a brief mention for that, because you've said, you know, my sole attention's on this game tomorrow. I've thrown in a game on Tuesday. Now I'm throwing in a game next Saturday. But that game against Rylands does feel particularly big and significant. Wouldn't be surprised if you get a draw in that one. You've not had any draws this season, by the way, in the league. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, listen, if you want to do that about Rylands, let's throw in the fact that we're playing Hyde on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So tough games, tough runs. And we're starting to get to that point where we're playing these teams for the second time now. Rylands, you know, to touch on your point, we've not had a draw. Me and Bern have talked about this. We're big believers in the fact that we set up to win. You know, if sometimes you get towards the back end of a game, nobody looks like they're going to get a win. You shake hands and you move on to your next game. You pick up a point. But every single game that we've been involved in this year, if we're not dominating and win 3-4s at the back end of the game, which we've done a few times, you know, it's been a tight game that we've tried to win. And with that, you know, as I talked about the Whitby one, they've gone up the other end and beat us. No problem with that whatsoever. So we won't ever set up not to not win. We've come up against sides, very organised sides, that set up not to lose, but play for moments. And that's absolutely fine. We've done it ourselves in the past. So as I think these this time of season now with the pitches, the way they're going to go, I think we'll see a little bit more than that. Rylands are doing, I mean, Clegg is doing an incredible job there to stay on the coattails of what we've doing, the pressure that we're putting on everybody else by churning out win after win after win, and they're constantly in second place. Shows you how well they've done. And then the other side is that we played Rylands away in the first game of the season, beat them 4-0. It was never a 4-0 in a million years. It could have been 4-4. We could have won 8-5. They could have won 8-5. It was that type of game. And then they've got backed it up with their incredible run since. So that's a big game. But, you know, again, not wanting to get too far ahead of ourselves, we've got two massive games before that one.
Let's go to the Redditch game then this weekend in the FA Trophy. What do you know about Redditch? Obviously, they've beaten Ashton United quite convincingly, actually, which was a bit of a surprise for everyone in MPL circles. But they've also beaten the likes of Rochelle Olympic in this run as well. So these are tough opponents.
They're really tough opponents. I think on that run, though, they've all been at home on the 4G artificial pitch. Again, you know, I touched on it before about anybody that plays on that pitch that does have a massive advantage. One, they train it, but two, they get to, because they're all different, these pitches, so they get to know the bounce and how it plays and things like that. But you only have to look at their away record. You know, in the league, it's been fantastic this season. We've had them watched two or three times. They've come good over the last few weeks. It's a very tight league. I think a win or two sort of propels you from mid-table up into the playoffs. So it's always difficult when you play a side from a different league. It's what I'm all about. I want to play them type of games. But this day and age now, with the video and the amount of games that they play, you can get and watch them. So we feel like we've done our homework. We worked a little bit on what they were about last night in training, and we're going in there full of confidence.
Yeah, and the last time we spoke, we were talking about how quickly this competition escalates. So, you know, once you're through this point, you're into the new year, and all of a sudden, well, Wembley's not too far away. I mean, it is one of those competitions, isn't it? So, obviously, Saturday games at Stainton Park, there's been four-figure crowds quite regular this season. Hoping for a big crowd on Saturday.
Yeah, we hope so. You've hit the nail on the head there. I think what we've shown is that on a Saturday afternoon, we can now regularly hit them 1,000 crowd figures. We're looking forward to that tomorrow. I think there'll be a decent crowd on. You'd imagine they'll probably have an half-decent following that come and watch. It's a big game for them as well, knowing that. You know, you get to the next round of competition in the new year, and in the last 32, once you get to that last 32, your bigger clubs like your Chesterfields, which we talked about last time, have probably got bigger priorities. So you're hoping to catch one or two of them on an off day if you draw one of the bigger clubs. So I think this is the second time Rackley have got to this round in their history. I think this is the furthest we've ever got. The other time was 2 years ago, ironically, against me and Birmingham. We went our first game at Spain, we beat them. So it's a great opportunity, you know, to keep it going. And as I said before, although the league is our bread and butter, there's nothing better than having an unbelievable cup run going alongside of it to keep the lads interested, you know, to make sure that all, especially because you've got 7 subs as well, if you've got them available, where you can use some of the younger lads on the bench to gain experience. So we want to go as deep as we can in it, but we've got a really tough opponent tomorrow.
Well, Jono, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck to you and Bernard for this weekend and everyone at the club, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Top man.
Anthony Johnson there, joint manager of Radcliffe, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So big good luck to everyone in the third round of the FA Trophy this weekend, and fingers crossed the weather also improves, let's say. Just before we move on to the league, James, you were busy on Saturday, weren't you, with the old Twister stuff. In fact, on Friday. Big congratulations to Mosley. Superb. What social media channels?
Yeah. Northern Premier League for Twitter, and then official Northern Premier for Facebook, Threads, TikTok, YouTube, and anything else.
Well, speaking of pitch inspections, there wasn't many results this past weekend in the league, but we are recording this on Wednesday following Tuesday night's 4-1 win for Marine against Bamber Bridge. That is some result, isn't it, Simo?
It is, and Josh Wardle scored 2 and Chris Doyle scored 1, so centre-halves had a party. Actually, Marine really, really needed that. They've had a little bit of a up-and-down month after going out of the FA Cup, a little bit of reshaping of the squad, some ins and some outs. So there's a little bit of bedding in of those new signings, and they've to be fair, they've drawn more games than anything else. So it's not that they've been losing. So to get back to winning ways, keep in touch with the teams in the playoffs. That was a really, really important win for them.
And if they win the game in hand, they're up into third.
Yeah.
And there was also Basford United drawing 1-1 with Whitby Town. We'll come back to what that result means in a second. But congratulations to Gainsborough Trinity. I just wanted to mention this. I think the only team with a grass pitch who survived the weather conditions on Saturday. Fair play to their ground staff. And FC United thanked them by getting the 3 points, a 3-1 victory. The first defeat for Gainsborough at the North Elm this season in the league.
Outstanding result for FC United. Been so impressed with Dontay Gabidon as well this past 6 weeks or so. Don't think anyone really saw that one coming. I think the smart money was on the draw.
We've lost some really influential players as well in the defence that have got long-term injuries now. That if they were fully fit, I think FC would be really challenging up at the higher levels.
Right.
But we are where we are, and I think if we bring Buckley in as we have, and if he gets a run and he stays fit, he will score goals. There's no question.
Well, the good news is that we've got the FC United stuff out of the way. Are you happy with that, Simo?
I think it could be a really important week in the season. The signing and the away win. Big moment for FC. Mm.
Let's go a bit higher up the league table to Warrington Rylands. They're still in second place, Burke.
Yeah. Bit of a disappointment the week before this, weren't it?
The 1-0 draw with Basford.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think what a result against Worksop, though.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Fantastic.
They don't score two goals that often. They normally score one goal in a match and then move on.
That's the thing, Ben. They don't need to. They've got the best defensive record in the league. Yeah. And all season, remember, four of the goals came in the opening 45 minutes of the season that they conceded. They've only conceded 11 in 17 and a half games.
It's crazy, isn't it? That they've conceded 15, four of which came in that first half, in the first game of the season.
Rock solid Rylands, and the still undefeated away from home. Couple of defeats, on their own turf. But if they can have this defence staying as granite as it has been, then they've got every chance. Successful teams are built on successful defences for the most part, and Cleggie's got it down to a T this season with it, and long may it continue, apart from when he play Hyde, of course.
They've done a little bit of surgery though on the squad this week. It's quite interesting. So
a couple of players gone, haven't they?
So he's had to bring in a couple of forwards, and I think that's also an indication that he wants to take a little bit of pressure off the defence. Can't keep a clean sheet every game, and just strengthen that attack where Sidibe's been really good. But they want goals from a couple of other sources, so he's moved into the transfer market this week just to freshen things up in attack and hopefully carry on where they are. But they're well set.
Speaking of goals, Worksop did bounce back after the Stockport result and scored, 16 goals in 3 matches against Morpeth, Coles and Stafford.
They came back, didn't they? They got battered and came back and won 6... Was it 6-0 they came back and won?
7-0 against Morpeth.
I was like, how have you done that? You've just been battered and they go, right, okay, you know what? Boom.
That's how good
they are. But they played Rylands, then they played Marine.
I think that's the slight concern. The two head-to-heads against rivals for a playoff position, they've just come up short. I mean, the game against Marine was really frustrating for them. They played against 10 men for well over an hour and Marine hung on to claim 3 points. Obviously, only lost narrowly against Rylands, but they're measuring themselves against those rivals and they've just fallen short. Look, they're still third in the table. It's hardly a crisis, but they were quite interesting results, I thought.
Isn't it interesting that they are third even with those results?
Yeah, well, they've been blowing away pretty much everybody else, haven't they? So they're in a great position still.
Got two more home games coming up, Mask and Workington. They're not the easiest of games, are they? That's for sure. What about Hyde United, Burke?
What about them?
Well, you're fifth.
Very similar to last month. We've been solid, we've been unspectacular, but we've been, generally speaking, getting over the line. We've won, I think it's 8 out of 12. We drew 2 apiece against Gainsborough, came from behind twice in that as well. Harry Ditchfield, I know I've mentioned him on the show a few times before, but what a finish that was. 25 yards, maybe a bit more. Brilliant. But could do with been a little bit better on the travels, to be honest. We've lost more than we've won away from home, but we're in fifth place and I don't think anyone's going to be remotely disappointed by that.
I think the Matlock result, I think a lot of teams, again with Matlock, just found out the hard way what they can do.
Well, that's it. When we played and Margit scored a hat trick and then he was injured the following game, he's out till the new year by the looks of things. But Tigers, they're doing absolutely fine.
Just outside the place, we've got Geisler. They're a lot of fun, aren't they?
Well, they got hammered by Mac, didn't
they?
No,
this is what I'm about to say.
And then
they beat Workington 4-3. They got beat by FC United 3-2.
They did.
They beat Matlock 4-0. Then they got beat by Macclesfield by 5-1. And then they beat Ilkeston 4-1.
Yeah. Yes. So they're not to be trifled with, Geisler.
It's been a great month. Tom Pratt's starting to come in. Gabriel Johnson, what a great month. He's
had
10 goals.
Great goal as well the other day, that individual effort where he basically waltz through the entire opposition. And great stuff.
Is this Geisley now? Is this what they've set up for the second half of the season?
They're going for it. I mean, they're an all or nothing side. If they get beat, they tend to get beat pretty well. But if they win, they tend to win really well as well. So they're going to be entertaining. Liam Tong's back now on the pitch. He's got in the goals well, as you say. T got Tom Pratt as well. He's firing on all cylinders again. Yeah, it's looking good.
We've already mentioned Marine. Marine, I've still got two games in hand over the likes of Hyde and Geisler. It's going to be interesting to see how they catch up. But we've already mentioned, you know, that brilliant result that they had against Bamber Bridge. So certainly heading in the right direction. What about Ashton United? We had Steve Cunningham on the show last week. They're interesting, aren't they? Because he's right, they've not been beaten that much this season. I think they've only lost four games, haven't they, in the last 18 or something.
He was in very upbeat form. Well, he always is, isn't he?
Yeah.
To be fair. And why wouldn't you be? They're only 1 point outside the playoffs, really well positioned. It is shaping up to be quite the dogfight, isn't it, after Christmas for that place
it's
in the top
really
five.
It's really exciting.
Well, this is where I'm going with this conversation now, because we're approaching the mid-table area of the league table. Where's the cut-off point now, do you feel? Because the league, in the last month, has stretched out a bit. There's a question mark about whether what side of the league table Whitby are on at the moment.
Oh,
They're in the top.
Yeah, they're so in the reckoning.
Where do you draw the line?
There, I think.
I don't think you can, because you're going to be Ilkeston in this situation too.
I don't see anyone below Whitby getting in. Yeah, exactly, Simo. Yeah, I don't see anyone below
unless
that emerging.
Buckley gets on a roll.
Just a quick mention for Lancaster. I think Teague is in charge temporarily.
And Simon Grant.
And, I mean, going back to what we mentioned earlier about Walsall Wood, when a manager leaves, the dressing room can go one of two ways. Lancaster have galvanised, haven't they?
They have, but in part because Felly was so loved there. They're lucky enough to have Andy Teague there, Simon Grant as well, who can G up the troops and keep
them
going.
But will they see them up for the whole season, do you think? Or do you think the club want to bring in new management?
Here's an argument. Tom Greaves, when he took over FC United for the second half of the season, they stormed it and they did really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a chance here, because Lancaster are only 6 points from the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
If they can get a roll on, why bother changing it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, plenty of player managers have done that over the years, or plenty of interim managers have done that. Good runs, though, do come to an end. You kind of revert back to the mean, and you're learning on the job, Ben.
That's a delicate appointment for them. I mean, don't underestimate, we don't, what a good job Mark Fell did there. We should kind of pay tribute to that.
Just before we move on to the bottom half of the table, just to mention for Whitby Town, they're in the same position, kind of, where Marine are. They're the ones with the games in hand. Had a little stumble recently. Only a little one.
Tiny.
Yeah. A draw at Basford, a defeat against Lancaster.
Hang on, that's the
a
second,
draw against Workington.
That's the second time we've said, oh, bit of a disappointing draw there against Basford. Basford have been drawing a lot of
they
games
are.
Recently.
That's on the moon.
They've become tough to beat. Yeah. They're building something there, and I think
draws.
They will. Well, all right, yeah, they're getting draws at the minute, Swamps, but I think they'll pull away. They're showing enough.
How do you see it then, Berkey? Because you said the line is below Whitby.
Yeah.
Do you see Whitby really going for it, or do you see it kind of being all the same pretty much for that last two playoff spots maybe, or the last remaining playoff spot?
I think it's going to be a real... Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue. Last month I said I don't have a clue who's going to take the final playoff spots.
I mean,
I still don't have a clue.
And you still got a lot of time, but again, with Whitby at the moment, did a late show at this moment in time. Last 10-15 minutes of games, getting results out at the moment. It's obviously late comeback against Basford United, the win against Radcliffe, the Hyde game as well. Jacob Grattan's becoming like a little super saver for him a little bit with the results there. So
they've got a couple of games in hand. They're playing well. And I think they've got every chance.
Now, let's go to the bottom half of the table now. Atherton Coles, 7 points from safety at the moment. Dave Cook's gone in at Stafford Rangers. Good result to kick things off with that Atherton Coles win, obviously.
Yeah.
Bradford Park Avenue, time of recording, still no replacement for Mark Bauer. What about Basford and Mask? Because at the moment, you mentioned Basford. Last week, you could have mentioned Mask, because they got themselves out of the relegation spots with a great win over Bradford Park Avenue. Does it feel like, at the minute, it's Basford and Mask, but we don't know about Bradford and Stafford at the moment, do we?
Basford seem to have sorted the leaks out, at the back at least. They still haven't got the goals. If they can find someone, just anyone will do, who can put a few goals in the back of the net, then they'll be absolutely fine. I do think it's between that bottom five. I don't see anyone really getting in.
Do you see?
I could tell. I saw it in your eyes.
Bamber Bridge, they've got results in them, haven't they? That Marine result was kind of out of nowhere with Bamber Bridge. They've been proving very difficult to beat. And not so much away. No, but they've been doing enough, I think, to stay above.
Yeah, I mean, they've only lost once at home all season, so you've got something to build on there. But
same as Gainsborough.
They've been a bit... Yeah, exactly. They've been a little bit travel sick, that's all.
They're drawing a lot of games. They've actually only won one of the last 10 league games, so they are not in good form at all. They have a buffer at the moment.
And 6 points.
Yeah, which is pretty healthy, and they may rely on that home form to keep the head above water.
I think come January, we always say, we talk about this month and where teams are. I think come January and the games coming through this month towards obviously the Christmas period, a lot of games coming thick and thin, we sort of like have a better understanding of where teams may well be. We have a league now where between, let's say, 7th and 17th, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And three games takes you from there to there. And that's the beauty of the division we're in at this moment in time. And this season, the runaway leaders were running away. So we'll leave them to do their thing. And then in the middle of the table, we've got teams that are going to try and get into the top five or six. And then we've got the teams below saying, you know what, we can get out of this and get into the middle of the table. And everyone's vying for everything. So we're in this wonderful position, what Northern Premier League is all about.
Swampy, you say, oh, three wins, you're propelled up the table. Well, not if you're Coles, not if you're Stafford Rangers. You're then only fifth bottom.
Speaking of that mid-table pack, though, we've got the likes of Workington and Morpeth in there. We've not really mentioned them yet.
Yeah, indeed.
They're classic, though, aren't they, those two? You wouldn't be surprised if the likes of Workington or Morpeth went on a mad run. They're more than capable of doing it.
I think Workington... I think they've got it in the locker to maybe propel themselves up a few more places. I don't see them challenging for the playoffs necessarily. I think they can be top half. Sorry, T, go on.
I was going to say, we all forgetting the 4-0 against Marine last week.
I've not forgotten it. I'm saying Workington, like, you know, they can do it. They're a bit leaky at the back, mind you, if they can tighten a few nuts and bolts.
Let's be honest, though, they do have the best radio commentary team in the land.
They do. The mighty John Walsh.
And on that note, that is the end of the show. A big thank you for joining us this week. Big thank you to all the managers as well who've joined us. This is technically the Christmas show, even though it's the show for November.
Christmas time.
We don't get together for a monthly show.
I was hoping for a sing-song then.
Do we normally do that at Christmas week? Maybe.
Well, we would, but Ben, you poo everything.
No, we have.
There we go. But before Christmas, big good luck to City, Liverpool, Macclesfield, Nantwich, Radcliffe and Walsall Wood in the FA Trophy third round this weekend. And a big thank you to Swampy.
Thank you very much.
A big thank you to James.
Thank you, Ben.
And a big thank you to Berkey for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Ben. And Happy New Year and Christmas. I'll save the New Year one for next month. But Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
And a big thank you to Mr. Andrew Simpson.
A pleasure.
A big thank you to Damien here at the Heaton Hops. Follow the Heaton Hops on Twitter at Heaton Hops. And yes. You all have a lovely and warm weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.